Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wonder what this song is about. One time I dated a girl, and we're in the backseat of an Uber, and he let us pick whatever music we wanted to play.
And you picked this song?
She did, and she goes, "This is one of my dad's favorite songs." I said, "Oh, you know what this song's about, right?" No? Okay. I don't know where you weren't understanding. Walls were shaking and those American thighs. As we dive through Travis Kelce's favorite song, this is number two on the list.
Number two?
I think he
number
sang two. This before in Tahoe karaoke.
I'm sure he did. I mean, who hasn't, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right? As we celebrate Travis Kelce on 8-7 day, we are now joined by the head man in charge in Kansas City, Coach Reed. How are you doing on this wonderful Travis Kelce day?
Guys, I'm doing great, man. No better day to have a great day than on Travis's day.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, we have obviously kind of fallen in love with here in Kansas City and made us, made him our own. But I want to go back to the initial time you saw Travis Kelce and you're like, this is the guy. What stood out about him when you decided this was the guy we're going to draft out of Cincinnati?
Yeah, well, I had a little bit of cheat on that because I knew his brother. I drafted his brother in Philly, and then I watched him play against my son, who's at Temple. Watched him play against Temple, and actually Travis play against my son at Temple, and so I saw him after the game. You know, he came. Jason was there, and he came over and said hello, and. And I said, you keep working, you know, you're going to be playing in this league. And here we go. So I had a little heads up on him before the draft came, before he became draft eligible.
Andy, we do this segment on our show. It's called One Word. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Great.
That's a good one. No, I'm glad that you say that because we always hear the stories of, like, you know, the draft day, you called Jason and all that sort of stuff. When did you kind of know? Because I know you always say we look forward to the challenge of insert team's name. When did you get ready for the challenge to be Andy Reid or Travis Kelce's head coach?
Yeah, so I, you know, and I give John Dorsey credit on this too, but we had our eye on him right from the get-go. And John loved him. I loved him. And it was mutual on that one. So just getting him, it was a matter of just being able to draft him. But I made sure I talked to him that day, the day we drafted him and picked him. So he's at that time, he was a little bit flamboyant in how he went about things, different than his brother that way. But he's really grown. I've watched him grow and into this solid man. And he's really done a great job with himself, his life, you know, being just an all around good person, you know?
Yeah. And Andy, I think that's one of the coolest things that we've seen in Travis Kelce over the course of his career. He didn't just become the best tight end, but he changed his kind of off the field stuff and stopped kind of doing the, you know, the nonsense, for lack of a better term. You guys got to him from that standpoint. When did you see that turn with Travis Kelce, where he became the player and the person that he is today versus the guy that maybe he was his first couple of years?
And so the first year, he really couldn't play much because he had that knee. And
right.
And so he had to get that thing fixed up. And then, you know, he goes out there and he's a competitive guy and nobody's going to push him around. He's just wired that way. So he got a little feisty out there and he'd talk and get our guys fired up and get the other guys mad. And then he had, you know, that Irish temper there. And so he let that thing go every once in a while. And you know, he learned to control it. He saw that it was hurting the team with the penalties, learned to control it. And that probably took place after his third year, fourth year, somewhere in there. And he's done good. You know, he's done good with that.
Andy, I know you've got a memory better than most of everybody on this planet when it comes to football and plays and all that sort of thing. Is there a play that sticks out or a moment that sticks out for you with Travis Kelce in this dynasty run with the Chiefs?
Yeah, so in the dynasty run. Well, the play that sticks out that was crazy was like his first year. I believe it was a preseason game, and he catches this ball and outruns the whole secondary. And everybody just went, whoa, this is a tight end that can go now. I mean, can really go. And it kind of opened everybody's eyes. Like, this guy has a chance to be great. And he has, and he's maintained that. He's worked his tail off to be able to play as long as he has. Now, you take all these games. I mean, I know we had the whole thing where he kind of shoved me and he was upset that he wasn't playing every play. And I was trying to spot him there. He's getting a little older, trying to spot him. And then he comes back the second half and just dominates,
yeah.
You know? And so that's the biggest game you have. That's a Super Bowl. And he wanted every play to come to him and he wanted to take over. And so obviously that can't happen. Somebody's got to be the bad guy on that. So it is a team sport, but that's his mentality. He says, you know, let me have this thing. I'll take care of business. And you love that about
him. You mentioned, you know, the dynasty era. So when does the dynasty era start for you with Travis Kelce? Is it when Mahomes took over as the quarterback?
Yeah, well, listen, you had a pretty good thing going with Alex,
yeah.
Too. So I would tell you that, between those two guys, he's been so productive, but he's had huge plays. That's what, you know, you look at him and he's not overly muscled or overly sized. But he's flexible and then he's got that, ability to stay relatively healthy through things. And he works hard in practice and he carries that over to game. So, and then he makes these huge plays. I mean, these huge plays and, that win games. So that's unique. And then Patrick obviously trusts him in those situations. So, his ability to come through like right when you need it, has been just uncanny.
I know there's stories about how, you know, Mahomes will drop a play or call you at, you know, wee hours in the morning and, you know, kind of pick your brain. Has Travis ever slid in there and been like, Coach, I got an idea for something? And if it has it ever worked?
Oh, yeah. No. You listen when he brings you something because it's normally a pretty good idea. Yeah.
And when you see
it always includes him too.
That's right.
So. No
hey,
doubt.
Have you ever brought your boss a good idea that didn't include you, Andy? You know.
No, that's right. That's right. He's smart.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
You know what? I do have the Red album, so I mean, you know, I do have that one. Now, listen, I knew her before he knew her, my family has been a big fan of hers and you know, we know her father and mother and that whole deal from the Philadelphia area, so Pennsylvania, and her dad's a huge football fan. So, you know, we hit it off with him and then she became this famous person and, arguably the most famous woman in the world since probably the Queen passed away. So, you know, but she sure handles it the right way. And that's, that's the part I appreciate the most.
What has that relationship been like for you? It's now going into what, season three, I guess, year three of their relationship. As a dad with two daughters, I loved every moment of it, Andy. I can't tell you how this has changed my relationship with my daughters. They're so much more into the games now. They want to go. They're paying attention. It's been a great kind of dynamic for the three of us. What's it been like for you to see this relationship right in front of your eyes?
Well, listen, I think it's great. Obviously, women, girls, they're looking at the game a little bit more, and look at flag football now. I mean, we're talking about Olympic sports. We're talking about college sports. And girls are having an opportunity to play the game, and they're loving it. And so not that it was all tied into her, but she got a big part of that. And the NFL has bought into that, too, so in supporting that. And I think it's a beautiful thing all the way around. But the thing I appreciate most is how she handles it, how Trav handles it. You know, they just do it the right way. And they're not a distraction by any means. People always ask, are they a distraction? Absolutely not. There's no distraction because of how they handle it.
Yeah. All right, so you're at the wedding. You're giving the best man speech, or you're giving a speech at the wedding. What's the one Travis Kelce story you want to tell to make sure everybody knows?
Ooh. Well, there are a few I can't tell.
But oh, come on. Sure you can.
No, there are a lot of great stories, but I mean, he's done so many good things. Both all the things he does off the field that people don't know about, just helping people out, and he's got a big heart that way, and you know, I appreciate that the most.
Yeah, no doubt. Today is Travis Kelce. We're talking to Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's also my birthday today, Andy. So I mean, I guess I'll shift over to Travis Kelce. He's way more important than I am. But when you look at this career, all said and done, and Travis Kelce is getting enshrined into Canton in the Hall of Fame, what will that mean to you, being like a mentor and a head coach for him?
Well, it's going to happen, and obviously, I'd be so happy for him. It's his time and his effort that went into it. So, I'm glad to be a part of it and to watch him. But I'd obviously be very happy for him. I'd also tell you this now, you know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all, but you share that with Kareem. So it's his birthday. He's 30 years old today. So
I'm 38. So he's got some years. I got some years on him, but he's a lot better than I am.
Yeah. And Winchester, it's his birthday too. So you can long snap and run as well as they do. You got it in your blood.
I'll see you in St. Joe tomorrow.
All right, good.
So, Andy, before we let you go, in 15 years, look into your crystal ball, will we be doing a Josh Simmons Day?
Yeah, it's probably too early to tell, but he has talent, and he's doing a nice job with it. The thing I appreciate most of with him is he doesn't complain. He just goes out and works, and with that kind of an attitude, you normally get improvement and gradual growth here. So that's a plus. And I love the way he's working. And we just keep going.
No doubt. Andy, we appreciate the time. Go get that Lombardi trophy again this year. And we're ready to go for Chiefs season. I know you're ready to go. And we appreciate the time, Andy, on Travis Kelce Day.
All right, guys. Be safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Love the bye-bye.
The bye-bye.
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 And then the birthday shout-out from Andy Reid. Appreciate that, Coach Reid.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now I can hold on to that audio for the rest of my life, and we can use it for other people as well because it just says happy birthday. So
he was more interested to wish James Winchester a happy birthday.
No doubt.
That's nice. James Winchester celebrating year 32 today.
Right?
Now, you know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all.
Thanks, Coach.
Nice.
Appreciate that.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.